Well, John, you'd never really plan for the British weather, but it's done for you today, which is a bit of a disappointment given the strong position you were in the game.
Yeah, it worked really well yesterday. I thought to force ourselves into a position where we had, if not a grip on the game, certainly a strong hold on it. And today is just not helped, but hopefully we'll be a little bit more lucky tomorrow.
I think the weather forecast is a bit mixed tomorrow, so if you can get out there, I mean, what are you going to need at this stage, do you think, time-wise?
A bit mixed is nice and optimistic. It's a bit better than it was a minute ago. If we can get two sessions tomorrow, then that gives us a chance. It's probably going to take at least that, what I thought, because it's still a decent pitch, to be honest. But if we can get out there for 60-odd overs, then that gives us a chance to knock them over.
All eyes have been on the visiting captains this season with this shall we or shall we not have a toss. You were put in here as nearly every game this week they've put in other than one. And it hasn't perhaps gone the way everybody thought, because you've not done too badly with the bat, have you?
No, we did well. We played well. Well, we had okay first. I thought the end of the first day, but the game was pretty even, to be honest. That last hour where we bowled extremely well, I thought brought it back to a bit of parity, because 250, we probably would have liked to have got a bit more than 250 when you get one guy who makes a decent 100. So I'm not sure that this change of rule is going to make a massive difference to the game overall, but it certainly hasn't made a huge impact on this contest so far.
I think at this time of year, 250 is about a par score for a first innings year anyway, so you were about roughly where you would have been in the past, so not too far from that. But the standout performance in the match so far has been Keaton Jennings. It's wonderful to see him in the runs, because we know he's had some tough times, and you know it kind of affect batsmen, can't it? But he's come back and proved a strong mental attitude in this game with two back-to-back centuries.
Yeah, it can be tough being an opening batsman anywhere, particularly in England, against the Duke's ball, and particularly in April, and then particularly in the northeast of England. So put all those things together and asking a young lad to do it is not never going to be easy. As you say, it's good for him to have got some runs. It's that cycle. Confidence leads to runs at times, and runs lead to confidence, but which one do you get first? So he's in a good place now, fortunately, with a few runs behind him, and he'll be feeling good about his game, which he should. And then hopefully it's something he can kick on from, because he knows that he's achieved nothing as yet. But he can kick on from here and hopefully have a strong season.
Has he been doing anything particularly different over the winter at all? Has he been away playing?
Well, the thing with Keats is that you know that he's one of the hardest working members of the squad. He really does work exceptionally hard. And when he's back in South Africa, it's not a guy that I worry about, because I know that he'll be pretty switched on. We have plenty of conversations about minor alterations, but to be honest, it's about keeping his mindset positive and making sure that he has as much belief in himself as I have.